Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN, it's the Wintrust Business Lunch, and we check in with Craig Bolanos, who is the CEO, founding partner of Wealth Management Group. And Craig, it's nice to talk to you here during the daytime, too. How are you doing, bud?
Hey, fantastic. Love being on the noon hour. And I got to tell you, it's been an exciting week. I mean, the most heralded event of all time, the mega event, was, of course, going to be, were we going to get those 50 basis points or 25 basis points a cut? Well, I guess that cat's out of the bag. We all know what we got. And now the question is this economy going to remain in its what I call slow growth mode, the soft landing? And if so, all's going to be good on a Friday in Chicago.
You often say to me, buy the hype, sell the news. And I feel like investors, I don't know, they're kind of still trying to shake out what the news means to them, right? We had the market down a little bit on Wednesday after going up after the announcement. Then you had a big day yesterday, little pullback today. Are people just kind of going tiptoeing through the next few days here?
Well, I think people are being cautious going into the weekend because geopolitics for traders still matter. Look at all of the issues overseas. Israel, Hezbollah, Israel, Hamas. People don't want to have long positions going into a weekend if they're a trader. But for investors, you want to be an owner in this market. And I hope everyone recognizes right now that we do have a easing Fed, slowing, but it's okay, economic data. Generally, earnings have been solid, and we have positive momentum coming into the end of September. So barring a geopolitical concern or some form of a growth scare, this market's okay right now as of the 20th of September.
I wonder, dollar cost averaging, we talk about it a lot, right? Like if you have extra money on the side and you're going to invest it into more passive ways to do things, right? You're just trying to grow. You want to be in the market for the long term. We talk about that a lot. You kind of like want to set a schedule to it, right? No matter whether the market's up or down, I'm putting in these dollars on these days and the trust that it will work out. I will say that can get hard. Like I usually do it on a Friday. Boy, the market was at like all-time highs yesterday. I have trepidation putting the money in maybe the day after that. But Craig, I guess it's trust the plan and go with it, even though it doesn't always sometimes seem to be the perfect time. But timing is going to be the worst thing you can try and estimate.
Well, that's just right. And we can learn from all of those tremendous athletes, those Olympic athletes, those that represent our country and bring back gold medals. And what do they talk about? They talk about trusting the process. You have to fall in love with the process. And I think your dollar cost averaging is just that. It is nothing more than a process. And if people should fall in love with that process, then all is going to be okay over time. But John, you always tease me about my axioms. You know, you just mentioned, you know, buy the rumor, sell the news. Well, here's another one, John. New highs tend to make new highs. And how many new highs have we already had this year? So people shouldn't fear investing at a high because new highs make new highs.
Until they don't.
Well, until they don't, of course. Until they don't. But, you know, I think the real soup du jour is, you know, did the Federal Reserve cut rates in time? And if the Federal Reserve did cut rates in time, then I got good news for everybody. The falling yield, continued strong economic growth, positive economic tailwinds, all of that can, in fact, lead to a market that meets maximum expectations and we go higher. Likewise, oh my heavens, if the Fed did not cut in time and they are behind the curve and they have yet made the third mistake in a handful of years, well, then buckle your seatbelt. Everyone's going to want to revisit their asset allocation and bonds are probably going to be investors' friend.
I was chatting the other night with one of my guests about why half a percentage point instead of a quarter. He brought up a really good point, the idea that you know, they don't meet again for another 7 or 8 weeks, which is standard, but you're going to get 2 unemployment numbers or jobs numbers before then. And I imagine the thought process may have been, hey, look, we're going to get to 50 basis points here soon enough. The worst thing that from the Fed's perspective would be to not do anything or go down to a quarter point and being seen later after, let's say there were 2 bad jobs numbers, that, oh my gosh, the market then would be clamoring for something more. So maybe they hedged a little of that on the front end.
And you're right. I'm so happy you turned the focus to jobs, because the Fed has that dual mandate, stable prices. I don't like shrinkflation. But for all intents and purposes, John, we have year-over-year stable prices now. Check the box. What we're really concerned about is what you said. It's the jobs market and making sure we don't have things fall off. So I think you're right. We took a little bit of Tylenol. We took a little aspirin here with a 50 basis point cut as a preventative measure just in case.
Craig Bolanos, Wealth Management Group, continuing our chat. Now, Craig, the last couple years, appointment TV was 7:30 in the morning at the release of the CPI data, and now they're kind of ho-hum. I mean, we want to look and make sure that what's been happening continues to happen. But then it's now the jobs. Is this now the big pivot, that now the Friday jobs report that we get first Friday of the month, that's where our eyes are going?
All eyes should be on jobs. All eyes should be on labor, because, again, what's going to power markets going forward is economic growth. We've just realized the vision of where rates are going. That's been fulfilled. The inflation story is done for all intents and purposes. Jobs are in the crosshairs.
Right. And I know when you say that the inflation story is done, you don't mean, of course, that the average American isn't still feeling it, but the idea of the leap already happened, right? Now we're entering a phase of somewhat normal inflation or getting close to it. Doesn't mean that the sticker shock still is not there.
Oh, the sticker shock is terrible. I mean, John, every time I go and get my favorite bag of chips, I know it. I'm an aficionado. There's 5 to 7 less chips in that bag. When I get my unsweetened iced tea, it's 1.5 ounces left, and all of them cost way more. I guess I've just accepted that that's not going to change.
Right. No, and exactly. And you got to be careful what you wish for. No doubt it would make us feel temporarily better to go to the grocery store and see falling prices. But Craig, that is usually symptomatic of something way worse that's happening somewhere else down the line.
That's right. I mean, we don't want to see a slowdown in demand. And let's remember, what we do well in America, what we do well in the United States of America, is we are the world's consumer. No one has the per capita spending that we have. And that's why the jobs are so important. I mean, retail spending, our consumption, is 2/3 of our economy. So jobs are paramount, because when people have no job, then they have no money. Hence, they have no discretionary spending, and then it's just a domino effect from there. So yeah, Let's focus on the jobs, because the earnings and the rest will come from such.
You know Craig is serious when he says the United States of America, when he gives it the full and proper name. That's when I know you're about to rah-rah. And maybe the rah-rah continues here, Craig, because I saw the UK bank isn't lowering their interest rates. They're still dealing with inflation higher than ours. And you look across the rest of the G7 countries, and boy, I know it's been hard, but we've handled this, I think, a little better, whether that's by policy or luck, I don't know, but than the other developing nations.
Whether it's by policy, whether it's by luck, or whether it's just orchestrated on this open and free market that we truly have here in America, I think that's one of the reasons that when we catch a cold, we tend to recover a little bit quicker than other countries that are out there. And I just want the success to continue.
You mentioned the jobs. We did get one data point, although not the big jobs number, showing initial jobless claims falling to the lowest level in 4 months. So it isn't fait accompli that this jobless number is going to go up, is it?
No. I mean, and even when I look at the most recent non-farm payrolls, I mean, you know, 3 months ago we were doing 216,000. You know, now we're down, for all intents and purposes, to 142,000. It's still 142,000 new jobs. We're just not growing at the pace we were. But if we can stay in this slow growth environment, have the Fed put be back on the table, and hopefully not see any other geopolitical hotspots become even hotter around the world, I think we're in a good spot where the American CEO is going to do what she or he needs to do to maximize profitability on the back of the American consumer somehow hanging in there.
Invest with WMG.com, 833-WMG-PLAN. What happens when someone calls you, Craig? What's that conversation like if they're starting out?
Well, you know what? I want people to call. I want people to be empowered with information. At the Wealth Management Group, we have the hearts of teachers. We know that when we share with you the tools and techniques that are best spoke and customized for your family, then those families can start crafting their own journey, whether it's saving for college, helping with debt consolidation, or doing what matters to so many, which is not just getting retired, but staying retired. That's what the conversations are about, John, and they are deep and they are meaningful through the Wealth Management Group.
I don't want to be this direct, but I think it's important because we have people on the show who talk about how to maybe pick advisors the right way, the wrong way, etc. How do you get paid? I'm sorry to ask it that directly.
Yeah, no, it's totally fine. We do not believe in conflicts. We want to sit on the same side of the table of all the families that we represent. And that's why it's so important at the Wealth Management Group that we adhere to that fiduciary standard. And we encourage all of those who are in the marketplace to understand how you're seeking advice. And I think when you can clear conflicts and know that the people who are going to represent you, your interests are working under that strict fiduciary standard, it puts everybody at a higher level of trust, and it doesn't guarantee the outcomes, but it increases the likelihood that the outcome is aligned.
Yeah, thanks for answering that. Such a direct question, but I think people always want to know that, and you gave a great answer in that regard. Craig Bolanos, as always, good to talk to you, my friend.
Yeah, be well, John. Absolutely. Let's go Bears.
Let's go Bears, and go Blackhawks.
Oh, 'tis the season for the ice.
Sure is. Invest with WMG.com, 833-WMG-PLAN.